From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Lobbyists are spending thousands less in trying to influence Missouri lawmakers. Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports that's mostly because of Amendment 1, which voters approved in November.
KCUR's analysis of data released this month by the Missouri Ethics Commission shows the $5 limit on gifts for lawmakers is making a big difference. In this year's session, lobbyists spent less than $17,000 on lawmakers. That's a far cry from the $300,000 spent in the 2018 legislative session. Peveril Squire is a University of Missouri political science professor and says the concert tickets and steak dinners aren't happening, but
you see a lot of the money that used to go towards sort of taking out individuals now flowing towards larger events.
That makes up the bulk of lobbyists' current spending, but there's still a $5 limit per lawmakers for those events. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Some Missouri school children could get an extra week out of school in August next year. Governor Mike Parson signed legislation yesterday to push back the start date for public schools by an extra 4 days. Current state law allows schools to start no sooner than 10 days before the first Monday in September. The law changes that to 14 days beginning next school year. Schools can start earlier if the school board gives notice, holds a public meeting, and votes to do so. School organizations have criticized the change, arguing that local school boards should be able to decide when school begins. One of the biggest accomplishments of the 2019 Missouri legislative session was passing a bonding plan aimed at fixing the state's bridges. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the biggest beneficiary of the plan could be a bridge vital to Mid-Missouri's economy.
The roughly $300 million bonding plan would only happen if the state gets a federal grant to replace the Roachport Bridge. That roadway connects Boone and Cooper counties and is a major part of Interstate 70. State Representative Chuck Basie represents the district that includes the Roachport Bridge. The GOP lawmaker says making the bonding plan contingent on replacing that structure will pay dividends for Mid-Missouri.
I think the thing to do is to borrow the money and let's get all this done, and we can figure out a way on how to pay for it going forward.
The bonding plan came about after Missouri voters rejected a gas tax hike in 2018. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The special prosecutor overseeing the investigation of how St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner prosecuted the criminal case against former Governor Eric Greitens has confirmed the investigation is still ongoing. Special Prosecutor Gerard Carmody yesterday took the unusual step of putting out a statement clarifying that while a grand jury disbanded Monday, the investigation continues. The statement was released hours after Gardner spoke at a news conference calling for an end to the investigation. The grand jury last month indicted William Tissaby, accusing him of lying during a deposition in the criminal case that was a factor in Greitens' decision to resign. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.